That's the song we were to play for Mr. and Mrs. Kinsella of 19 St. Patrick's Villas from David and Paul. They asked for Roxy Music, they got Roxy Music. We also say hi to Paula and Jennifer, who... I think they were doing something for the old folks last night. Danced lovely, I think that's what it was, for the old folks last night. And also we have to say hi to their mummy and daddy, Suzanne, and also to Maria. That's what Jennifer and Paula are doing, great work there for the old folks. We have to say hi to Frankie Hanlon from all his girlfriends. We love you, Frankie, you're the greatest popular lad there. And say hi to Mr. and Mrs. White from all the White family, and from Mr. and Mrs. Kane, and indeed all the Kane family. And also say hi to Mr. and Mrs. Wrigley, Adrienne, Jennifer, Lorraine, Glenn, Alison, Neil, Jessica, and the baby Darren. And could I please play a request for Mr. and Mrs. O'Keefe, Lisa Jean O'Keefe. And could I please play a request for Lorraine Wrigley, who loves Paul very, very much. Thank you. Well, hi to all of you.
She kissed her husband.
You could almost call that a smash hit. That's Katie Bush, of course, and her song called Babushka. Please play a request for Mr. and Mrs. Pollen, the of 3 Lucas Road, for Mr. and Mrs. Pollen of 16 Pine Road, for Mrs. Pollen of 20 Bremen Road, and Mr. and Mrs. MacDonald of 20 Bremen Road. Mr. and Mrs. Kinsella of 19 Patrick's Villas, and Mr. and Mrs. Rafferty of somewhere, Mrs. Gavin of 1A Markovich House, and Mr. and Mrs. Pollen of Swords. That's from all their friends, especially Deborah. Hi to all of you. For you, the current single and the brand new one indeed, from the J. Giles Band.
Hello,
Catherine, how are you?
Grand.
Tell me, exactly what did you have to do to win the competition yesterday?
I had to swim across the pool.
You had to swim across the pool? In the fancy dress competition? Was this in the fancy dress competition? No, what did you have to do in the fancy dress competition?
I dressed up.
What did you dress up as?
Cabbage.
A cabbage? And how did you dress up as a cabbage? What had you got on you?
All cabbage.
Real cabbage? My God, where did you get all the cabbage?
Out in the yard.
Did your mammy buy it for you? Your daddy? No, you just found it.
It grows.
Oh, it grows in your garden. Well, that's great altogether. Tell me, so you dressed up as a cabbage, and what did you win?
A tea set.
You won a tea set? It's a nice tea set. Are you going to keep it, or are you giving it to your mammy?
Keep it.
You're going to keep it for yourself, for when you get married. Have you got a boyfriend? No, you haven't got a boyfriend, so you're not thinking of getting married at the moment. No? No. Catherine, would you like to say hello to anyone? Who would you like to say hello to?
My mammy.
Yeah?
Mammy.
Your mammy and your mammy. Is that all? What about your... You have a sister over there, have you? What's her name?
Helen.
Helen. Would you like to say hello to her? What about your daddy? You don't want to say hello to your daddy? No? Why don't you want to say hello to your daddy? Do you not like your daddy? You do? Well, say hello to him. Say hello, Daddy.
Hello, Daddy.
That's better. Are you going off to the sports now, are you? You're not. You're not going down to the sports. She is. She doesn't know whether she is or not. Not to worry. Catherine, congratulations. You did great dressing up as a cabbage. I wouldn't dress up as a cabbage, believe me. You did great altogether, and congratulations. Thanks for talking to us, Catherine. Okay? Bye now. Thanks very much to Catherine Smith there from St. Patrick's Villas. That's the title of it too, the current single from ABC, simply called Luck of Love. Now at 2:30 this afternoon, the sports started out there in Ringsend Park, possibly the big event being the tug of war, the men's event and the women's events, all organised by Billy Murphy. Now there's lots and lots of events with the tiny tots, 60 metres, under 80 metres, Under 10 years, 100 meters. Under 12 years, 200 meters. Under 14 years, 100 meters to 400 meters. And under 16 years, 100 meters to 400 meters. And the Mothers and Fathers race, 100 meters organized by the Crusaders Athletic Club. Now, the following representation made to it by Mr. Pat Coote, Secretary of the Sports Advisory Council. The committee agreed to incorporate the Sports for All Day in the Community Week. Now, the Water Sports Day also started at 2:30 in Ringsend Basin, and the official opening should be taking place around now. In about 10 minutes' time, the demonstration and race by the Scuba Diving Association will take place. That's at 3:10. And just to remind you finally that at 8:00 tonight, the grand concert closing ceremony takes place in the school hall. We'll be telling you a little more about that a little later on. But however, to remind you once again that the sports is taking place at the moment down in Ringsend Park, and the Water Sports Day is in Ringsend Basin. Both of them started about 30 minutes ago, so head down there for lots and lots of fun. Before we go into the ad break, a little request we were asked to play at 3:00. Was for Mary and Billy Butler, whose 25th wedding anniversary is on the 4th of August. That's from Patricia and Willie MacDonald. They asked us to play that at 3:00, thanking us very, very much. Well, congratulations to Mary and Billy Butler on their 25th anniversary, which takes place on the 4th of August. Congratulations to them. It's 3 minutes after 3:00. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with you in just a few moments.
Session music and session hire at Grand Canal Street sell and hire drum kits like Tamla, Ludwig and Premier. Guitars and amplifiers, plus a complete range of disco equipment for the fixed or mobile rig. And keyboards by Roland, Prophet, Moog and Korg. And they all make nice sounds. Get gigging with equipment from Session Music and get gigging good. Session Music and Session Hire at 6 Upper Grand Canal Street opposite Kitty O'Shea's Pub. Phone 606-118 or just call in for a session.
The Corner Shop at Irish Town for personal and friendly attention. The Corner Shop for greeting cards, stationery, school books, sweets and ice cream. Also fruit, cigarettes and tobacco. And of course, your daily paper. The Corner Shop can also supply specialist magazines and papers to order. The Corner Shop in Irish Town. The Friendly Shop. Just opposite the Vintage Inn.
Hey, it's great working here in Radio Ringsend, but the best thing of all is that we're only around the corner from Ferrari's of Thorncastle Street. Ferraris have been in Ringsend for 70 years, we're only here for a week. But while we're here, we can enjoy the best burgers, chips and fish in town. You're here all the time, so drop around to Ferraris, your local chipper.
To the Ringsend, Irish Town and Sandymount areas until Sunday, July the 18th for Ringsend and District Community Week 1982, you're tuned to Radio Ringsend on 199 metres medium wave and 104 megahertz VHF.
Victor Ryan.
Another hour of music power.
The 65 love of her. We've to say hi to Gary Smith and Vanessa Keegan. They're both madly in love, to use an old cliche. And I'd like a request for John, Mary and Jody Byrne from Three Secret Admirers. Sounds rather interesting, that one. Please play a request for Paula Egan and Thomas Hughes, who love each other very, very much. That's from Olivia Gray. And a request for Kitty Jordan from Tara and Elizabeth. We've also to say hi to Marion and Tony, Breda and Kenneth, Deborah and John, Anne and Paul are all madly in love. That's from Antoinette. And thanks for everything we've really all enjoyed this week. Thanks for that. And please play a request for everyone who will be appearing in the concert tonight, especially the ballroom dancers. Wishing them all luck from Antoinette. And finally, please play a request for Anne Graham, who did not dance in the ballroom display last night because she was too sick. Cheer up, Anne, you'll be dancing tonight. That's from all the dancers who did dance. They all missed you very, very much. And once again, we'll all miss you when you go. About 12 minutes after 3:00 here on Ringsend Radio. And a lovely song there from the Shadows. It's simply called, well, you know what it's called, Riders in the Sky. say hi to Kathleen Bridgman. Happy birthday on the 18th of July. That's today. To John Flood, wishing you a very happy birthday on the 23rd of July. And to Darren Bridgman, happy birthday on the 24th of July. That's from Michael, Angela and Lynn Flood. We were to play that at 1:30, a little late with that. Sorry about that. For Barry Montgomery, madly in love with Marion Murphy, love and kisses and all the rest. And would you please play a request for David Collins, who's sick in bed at the moment. And would you please play Fame? We haven't got Fame, sorry about that. And a request for Erica Quinn and David Farrell. Please play Fantasy Island. Nice to have all of you along. It's 14 minutes after 3 o'clock.
Studio owners, do you know that you're one of Dublin's best video clubs on your own doorstep? That's Pierce Video of Sandwood Street, open 11 to 6 daily, where you can take your pick of over 1,000 titles. There's everything from John Cleese to John Wayne, from James Cagney to James Bond, and from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Just to remind you, that's Pierce Video, 44 Sandwood Street, telephone 716-276. You've taken the family to the pictures, now take the pictures to the family.
1977, Paul McCartney and Wings. It's simply called Girls' School, a song we played for my mother, Mrs. Fitzgerald, of 15 Malone Gardens in Bath Avenue. For brothers Eddie, Michael, Joseph and Eugene, for someone else, for Mary, Nicholas possibly, Mary, Sinead and Anna and Tala. Sisters-in-law, Beatrice, Deirdre, Roisin and also for Mrs. O'Brien in Tritonville Avenue. And for Mary Ann Mullen in Ringsend Park. Also a big thank you to all concerned with Radio Ringsend for a great week's entertainment. Come back next year. That's from James Fitzgerald. Thank you very much, James. We'll do our best and try to come back next year. Also for Lala and Caroline, for Dea and Catherine, for Skinner and Sharon, and that's all from Sawyer. They asked for Hungry Like the Wolf from Duran.
82, you're tuned to Radio Ringsend on 199 metres medium wave and 104 megahertz VHF.
Big Church,
Listen to the music.
Hey, lady. From 1976, originally recorded in that year, that's Charlene and the song, of course, re-released about a month ago, simply called I've Never Been to Me, a song we have to play for Louise and Tony, for Maria and John, Phyllis, and Paul, Deborah and Philip, Dana and Noel, who are all madly in love. They asked for Charlene. It's just after 3:45, to remind you, Al, Big Al, as he's sometimes called, is back up at 4 to take you right through until 6, and then it's everybody's favourite, Michael J. himself, Michael J. Nugent, until 8 tonight.
We're giving up on all the... Hear me, Dickie? That was a song that was out in the days when me mammy had teeth. And that's from the candy store, 1964. That rhymes, I could sing that. I hear Charlie Sheen was here this morning. Who let him in? Gosh, this must be really stuck. I mean, Charlie Sheen and Al O'Rourke. Hello to Marion and Breda. And who? Geriatric Radio. Yes, yes. DJ rehabilitation and all that. Anyway, sure, I'm going back to Cork tonight. And let's say hello to Marion and Breda and Antoinette, who are walking around... Well, listen to this. We're walking around Ringsend looking for something to do. I know the problem. And, you think that's funny, the request comes to them from the people who are following them. Is there much of that around here?
Yeah,
no. A lot of it around. Right, I know the feeling. Oh, I like it. Fred Wedlock is his name. Strange name indeed, too. And you're the oldest swinger in town. Let's say hello to Mr. and Mrs. McDonough and Mr. and Mrs. Pullins again. The Pullins are very famous around here. And Mr. and Mrs. Cassidy. And, I'll play that. We said play that 3:45, but we didn't get around to the backlog of paperwork here. And also hello to Mr. and Mrs. Caulfield and Mr. and Mrs. Tilly, who are, they say here, madly in love with each other. And we happened to forget the Stella Maris Rowing Club. Well, how could we? And this one's for you, Thunderclap Newman. That's Thunderclap Newman, and I'm still here. Excuse me. I'm eating me bar of chocolate, actually. I was caught napping there. Thunderclap Newman from 1969, and that was a good song called Something in the Air. Now, I've had a few complaints about the music that is all old hat. Well, I like the old hat stuff every now and again. I'm going to play one little song which is very nice. This is Bertie Higgins and a song called Key Largo. This is about a key that was in a film, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. This is the film where he didn't say, play it again, Sam. You played it for him, you played it for her, so play it for him. Key Largo.
Wrapped around each other.
Murray's for best quality beers, stout, wines and spirits. Murray's for relaxation and conversation. Murray's on Bath Avenue, a part of Old Dublin.
Don't worry, Joe's Crash Repairs at the rear of number 2 Irish Town Road, behind Flynn's, are expert in body and chassis repairs to all makes of cars and vans. Joe's Crash Repairs are open from Monday to Friday from 9 to 5.30 and they welcome all personal inquiries or you can call them at 689-896. Joe's Crash Repairs also offer a specialist paint matching and respray service. Joe's Crash Repairs, number 2 Irish Town Road, the experts.
Nature's Grace, Dublin's natural whole food store at 30 Middle Garda Street in Dublin, have a range of whole foods, including breakfast cereals, pure Irish honey, herbal teas. We also have a range of cookery books, and our staff are only too pleased to give you dietary advice. Fresh bread on sale daily. We're open 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday, from 9.30am to 6.30pm. One at Colin and see us soon. Nature's Grace, 30 Middle Garda Street, near Mountjoy Square.
The Cleaning Post Dry Cleaners at 7 Bridge Street, Ringsend. Bring all your dry cleaning to us for a fast and an efficient service. Now that the summer is here, take all your blankets and curtains around for expert care and attention. And don't forget that at the Cleaning Post Dry Cleaners, household cleaning is one of our specialties. So call in and see Peggy for personal attention. And remember, look your best in clothes clean by the best. The Cleaning Post, the dry cleaning specialists at 7 Bridge Street, Ringsend.
Barbara Streisand there, and that was out in 1965. It's called Secondhand. Oh, what a very good song it was indeed. Now I want you to hear a very nice piece of music. This is a piece of music that you all hear in an advertisement and you're wondering what it is. Well, it's the music of Stolz, and it's called, well, I don't know exactly what it's called. It's just a sort of country music from the land of Russia, and if you remember, I think it was used in the Cossack ad or the Smirnoff ad. Yes, I think it's Smirnoff vodka ad. Well, here it is, anyway, from James Last. Oh, there goes the good colour television. Right, having done all that, you can all settle down now, relax, put your feet up on the good new sofa, and forget about the HP man coming to collect it. Here's a lovely one from the Furious Brothers and Davy Arthur, as we come close to the end of my little stint. It's 6:15, and it's Radio Ring's End on 199 metres medium wave band. When you were sweet 16. Lovely little song, actually. Okay, hands up, who remembers a girl called Priscilla White? She called herself Cilla Black. And here's a song from her called Love's Just a Broken Heart. Second last one before I go.
They told me love was not what I dreamed.
And a song called Love's Just a Broken Heart. Well now, it's 3 minutes to 6 o'clock. And I'm going to say goodbye. And going back to Cork. Maybe next year, folks, we meet again. Goodbye for now.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Broadcasting live on 199 metres on the medium wave, you're tuned to Radio Ring's End for the duration of the Ring's End Community Festival 1982. And many thanks to Alphonsus O'Rourke for the last 2 hours of very nice music. Is that what we'll call it? That's what we'll call it. He may be back with you next year. You never know. You might be lucky. Or he might stay down in Cork.
between now and 8 o'clock, you're stuck with myself, Mick Nugent, for the last 2 hours of Ringsend Radio 1982. We'll have a couple of very interesting interviews lined up for you. We'll have a couple of words from Victor Ryan, who's been with you for some of the days here. We'll hopefully be talking to our community queen for the week, Anne-Marie Hopkins. And we might have an El Natter with Terry Vaughan from the Dublin Corporation as well. And you never know, Willie Morrissey might come down as well, our organiser. So between now and 8 o'clock, stay tuned for the last 2 hours of Radio Ringsend 1982. Ah, you all say, isn't it terrible? You've got to put up with me for another 2 hours. Tell you what we'll do. We'll start off the programme with something from the Beatles, taking us back in time, not quite as far back in time as Al has been bringing us. But do you remember this one, starting off the programme from that Merseyside quartet? At 4 minutes after six on Radio Ringsend.
It's been a hard day's night.
Hello.
What is your name?
Anna Murphy.
Anna Murphy, you have got a terrible cold and you're wandering in here spreading germs all over the place. What are you doing that for? Anna, what's that in your hand?
Trophy.
It's a trophy. What sort of a trophy is it?
A sports trophy.
And what did you do to win that?
I had to run a race in Ringsend Park.
You had to run a race all around Ringsend Park, was it?
No.
No, just up and down it.
Yes.
And how far did you have to actually run?
2 meters.
2 meters? 200. That'd be some race, 2 meters. That's about from here to the other end of the table. That's not very difficult to do at all. 200 meters.
Yeah.
Ah, now that's it. And how fast did you run the 200 meters? You've no idea at all. You haven't a notion. You haven't a clue, but you came first.
No.
You
second.
Didn't. You came second. Who beat you?
Elaine McGuire.
Elaine. Is Elaine here at all?
No.
She's not. She ran off home with her trophy. And so you came down to say, look, that's a lovely trophy. That's a marvellous trophy for coming second. Can I take it for a second? And it says there, R&DCW, that's Rings and District Community Week. There we have it in stereo, 1982. And it's a marvellous trophy. It's a lot better. It's a lot better than any trophy I've ever got in my life for coming first in anything. I remember coming first in a football tournament and I got a trophy and it wasn't as nice as this. They're making me all jealous now coming down with these trophies and telling me that they only came second and they got trophies like that. What did you think of Community Week?
It's very good.
It was very good, wasn't it? What did you take part in during the week apart from that race? Were you down at the sandcastle competition?
Yes.
You were? Were you building sandcastles?
No, I was too old.
You were too old? You can't be too old to build sandcastles. You were too old to enter the competition, were you?
Yes.
Tell us, are you looking forward to going back to school now the Community Week is over?
Yes.
You are? What school are you going back to?
Lakelands.
And you enjoy going to school there?
Yes.
That's marvellous. Well, would you like to say hello to anybody before you go home with your lovely trophy?
To my mummy and daddy and grannies and granddad.
And where are they all living? And your brothers, you're being told to mention as well. You better mention your brothers.
My brothers.
There you are now. What are their names?
Dermot and Barry John.
Dermot and Barry and John. Or is it Dermot
Barry,
and Barry
yeah,
John?
Barry John.
Barry John. Very selfish, isn't he, with two names? Why can't he have one name like everybody else? Come over here, you, and tell me who you are now behind Anna. What's your name?
Margaret Lattimore.
Margaret Lattimore. I remember that name. We've had lots of requests for you. Would you believe that? Because I wouldn't remember the name if we hadn't had requests for you. What are you doing here? Did you win any trophies or what are you doing here at
no.
all? You just came in to say hello.
I was in the race.
You were in the race. How yeah. did you do?
I came fourth.
You came fourth. And that means there were three people better than you?
Yeah.
And how many people were worse than you? How many other people were in the race? 9 million, was it?
Two more.
Two more? So there were only six in the race?
Yeah.
And you came fourth?
That was in the final.
Ah, that was the final. Ah, that explains it then. So how you had to run another race before you got to the final?
Yeah.
And did you win that or where did you come?
I came fourth in that race, but in the other race I came third.
Well, that's so you had to run three races then?
two.
Two races. I'm getting all confused here. Tell us, you're going back to school as well, I assume, in September. Are you going back to the same school as Anna coughs again in the background and spreads all her nasty germs around the place? No, you're going to a different school.
Hampton Roads.
And do you enjoy going to school there?
Yeah.
Tell us, what did you think of Community Week? Wasn't it marvellous?
It was brilliant.
And what tell us now, obviously, I mean, you can't really say much else, but what did you think of Radio Ringsend?
It was very good.
It was very good, was it?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy listening to it?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy taking part in any other activities during the Community Week? Were you one of the people that drew your mummy and sent in a picture?
Yeah.
You were? Maybe that. I might have remembered your name from that as well. What did you draw your mummy like? What was she like?
That wasn't me, mummy. That was my granny.
It was your granny. And what did your granny look like in the picture? Can you remember?
She had pink curly hair, green teeth.
She'll kill you when you go home. Anything else?
Orange ears.
Orange ears. A very strange granny indeed. And anything else?
I think it was green eyebrows.
Green eyebrows. A very strange granny indeed. Would you like to say hello to your granny and to anybody else now before
you
go?
I'd like to say hello to me granny and my auntie and my aunt Nuala and all my aunties and uncles, my mummy and daddy who won in the tug of war today, and my brothers and sisters. And
is that all? You can't think of anybody else?
All Kerlogue Road.
All Kerlogue Road, that's not a person. Kerlogue Road is a road.
All people in Kerlogue Road.
Now that's different. There'll be very little point in playing a request for the road. I'll tell you what we'll do. We've got more people here. Come on over and say hello to us. Now, who are you, first of all, if we can manoeuvre ourselves around there? What's your name?
Bernadette Lattimore.
Bernadette Lattimore. Are you a sister?
Yes.
You are. And come down there to the microphone and tell us all about what you're doing here. Were you in the race or what are you doing?
I just came down to say hello and I wanted to make a request for me daddy and his friends for the tug of war.
Did they win the tug of war?
Yeah.
They did. And who did they beat?
They beat Smiths.
Is your daddy very strong then?
Yeah.
He is. Does he bash you around the place at all?
No.
No. Well, surely he wouldn't want if he's that strong. Anybody else you would like to say hello to?
Can I say a request for him?
Of course you can say a request for him. OM, she thinks that she wonders what she's going to say. Go on, certainly you can say a request for her. And I'm sure we'll play the record in a few moments because we have a couple more people to say hello to first. But if you want to say what you want to say to him now.
Well done to the Clarks team who won the tug of war, especially me daddy and the captain, Mr. Murphy, well known as Mr. Murphy.
And that's it, is it?
Yeah.
Who else have we got here that wants to say hello to people? Come on around here and say hello, and don't be sitting there so shyly in the background. What is your name?
Sonia Malone.
Sonia Malone.
Yeah.
And where do you live, Sonia?
Glasnevin.
And you live in Glasnevin?
Yeah.
Glasnevin is miles and miles away. What are you doing here in Radio Ringsend?
Came down to visit my nan.
You came down to visit your nan, and where does your nan live?
91 Ringsend Road.
91 Ringsend Road. And would you believe Joe's just come in, so we'll have a word with him in a minute. 91 Ringsend Road, and you came all the way over. Were you over here during Community Week at all?
No.
You weren't? You just came down today?
Yeah.
And were they telling you all about Community Week?
Yeah.
And what did they say? Did they say it was very good, or did they say it was terrible, or what did they say?
They said it was very good.
Of course they did. What else could they say? And would you like to say hello to anybody while you're here?
Say hello to my Auntie Kay, my Uncle Dick, and my mum and my dad down on 91 Ringsend Road.
Certainly. And anybody else? You can't think of anybody else.
Joe.
Say hello to Joe or he'll beat you up. He's standing there pointing at himself and saying, "Play a request for me!"
Don't forget when you're in Ringsend to call in to meet the Klein Brothers, Dublin's number one butchers. We have the best selection of finest quality beef, pork, lamb, chicken and bacon to choose from, and a wide selection of freezer meats. We're open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Saturday inclusive. And you can phone us at 680-456. Just ask for Liam. So don't forget, for top quality meat, meet the Kleins. Klein Butchers, just beside Ringsend Library.
Buying a new cooker? Think bottle gas and save money. Lynn's of Pier Street invite you to visit their new bottle gas appliance showroom and also see their full range of air gas cookers and heaters. Lynn's also have lots of special opening offers and they're open late every Thursday. And remember, Flynn stock a large selection of bedroom, kitchen and living room furniture. Flynn's of Pearl Street, your local shop for friendly service and value. Phone them today at 772485.
And we've got more people here that we've to say hello to. Come on over here to the microphone and tell us who you are. What's your name?
Christopher Pullen.
Christopher Pullen. Christopher, what did you do that you're in here? Did you win a trophy or something?
I won a plaque for karate.
Let's see the old plaque there. That is an amazing plaque. Where did you get it? You won it for karate. Who did you beat up to win it?
It was a team contest. It was another club fighting us. Right out though.